Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
Oh, what is up, Podcast Land? Welcome back to the Smoking Shelter with your host,
Big Lamb.
Tonight we are talking the 2017 Power Rangers.
That's right.
That is, man.
It's been going long and strong, still kicking, huh? And I believe this movie did pretty fucking good in box office.
I remember when this show first come out, dude. I was probably about 13, so I just started getting into it when it first come out. Mm-hmm. And then shortly after that, and it went on to different shit, I kind of started getting into, like, girls and wanting to go places.
Yeah, yeah. But you realize that this shit still goes on today. I mean, I don't know if they still... They don't make new episodes today no more, do they?
Yeah, there's a new... They just reboot the show every couple of years.
Okay, I got you. Well, I know that there's still people, because Sydney, my girlfriend's nephew, he fucking loves the shows, you know. So I talked to him about the movie a little bit. But, I was disappointed in this movie.
I know, you told me that. Tell Podcast Lounge what disappointed you about this movie.
I mean, do you want to talk about that first, or do you want to talk about the...
Nah, let's talk about the movie. Okay. We're assuming y'all have already seen the movie.
Well, there's a few different things that disappointed me about the movie. I really loved fucking... I remember seeing the fucking previews for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
I posted them on Smokey Shelter
Facebook page. I remember seeing the...
No, it's just plugging Smokey Shelter Facebook page.
Oh, well, cool. Well, I remember seeing the previews for the original television show coming out back when I was fucking 10 and anticipating the show to come out. Like, oh, that's cool. I love fucking dinosaurs. I love fucking martial arts. Let's mix this shit together. You know what I mean?
And that was cool graphics back then.
No, it was really shitty graphics back then. Like,
but
fucking,
we liked
like
it.
Like puppets eating shit. No, I literally laughed at the shit the first fucking episode where a goddamn pig man was eating shit and shit was falling out of his mouth because he didn't even have a throat hole.
He had the Cookie Monster syndrome.
Right. It was hilarious, but at the same time, it was very interesting. Fuck, I wasn't but 7 years old or however old I was.
You were 13 a minute ago. Now you're
seven. I was between 7 and 10. That was around the age range. I was still living with my ex-stepdaddy.
I want to say I was 13, so that would put you at about 10.
Right. Okay, well, maybe 10. Maybe 10 was right. But, damn, he threw me off. I remember anticipating this fucking show coming out. And when this, you know, I loved the movie when it came out when I was younger. Now, maybe we should.
You remember us going and seeing that movie in the theater?
I do. And
that was the one after they had changed some of the characters.
And I'm going to tell you what, the visual effects for then, it was 2001, right? I believe so. 2001.
The movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was 01.
2001.
No.
I think it was.
Logan was born in 2001. Me and you went to the theaters and seen that.
Maybe it was 95. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe 95. 95 started. No, because I was 10. 95.
It was 95.
I was 10 at 95. It didn't come out when I was 10. It came out when I was at least 15 or so. So it came out in 2000.
What, the movie or the show?
The movie. The original movie.
The original movie come out in... Where the fuck are y'all?
Like 2001, I think.
It's not even telling me. It tells me how long it is.
It's 2001. You want me to look it up on Google? Google don't bullshit.
Well, I'm on IMDb. Oh, yeah, yeah. 95. It was June 30th, 1995.
So I was 10 when the movie come out? No.
The original show come out in 1993.
When did the original Power Rangers movie come out?
June 30th, 1995.
Oh, fuck, the bitch didn't just answer me.
June 30th, 1995.
Okay, well, maybe you're right. I believe. Yep. Rather. So I was 10 years old. Yeah.
The
so
show.
I was actually 7 when the show came out.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
You did get me. All right, maybe I was 10. Shit. Well. I love the visual effects in that one. Did you not? I kind of liked them.
Yeah, the 95 movie.
I liked the purple goo fucking thing. You know, it didn't really follow the Goldar thing, but the Goldar thing didn't follow the Goldar thing. And no. That wasn't a monster she created, and fucking Goldar was like a fucking her sidekick, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
they
that
changed it a little.
And Zord, I mean, it was all right.
And Zordon wasn't an original Red Ranger.
Yeah, Bryan Cranston didn't play in the fucking original show.
No, I'm saying in the movie he was the previous Red Ranger.
Right. In this movie. Right.
That wasn't the case in the show. They changed it. They tweaked it and put their own little twist. But see, because you don't like that, that's the reason you don't like
it.
That's the reason I do like it.
That did not bother me. You didn't let me tell you what the reason
why. Well, you were saying the fact that they didn't change the people's character races, right?
I got off of the top subject. I was just telling you how much I love the show and that I anticipated it. And then we started talking about this, that I was not telling you what I hated about the movie.
Okay.
What I hated about the movie is it took fucking... The movie was 2 hours long. It took an hour before they realized how to fucking morph.
Oh, it was longer than that. They didn't learn how to morph until like the last third of the movie.
Right. And then they just learn how to morph, and then all of a sudden they know how to fucking turn into Megalo fucking Power Ranger dude.
They didn't even know their shits could combine. Zordon didn't even tell them that.
Right. And all of a sudden they jump in their fucking machines and they all of a sudden know how to fucking control everything. You don't even know how to fucking do a drone. You try flying a fucking drone the first time and see how hard that fucking four fans going around is to control your first time doing it.
Dude.
And tell me it's easy to control four fucking legs walking and you've never walked on four legs. And you're telling me it's hard to fucking control goddamn flying ass pterodactyls in the fucking sky. You can't. They just jumped in and they knew immediately how to do that shit.
All that was said.
Who said that?
They got flashbacks of previous Rangers.
Maybe I missed that.
That's the reason they could all of a sudden do jujitsu and shit. And
as soon as they morphed, they did that?
As soon as they got the keys.
Okay, but they couldn't, but that's what pissed me off. They couldn't morph them automatically, but whenever they jumped in the machines, they automatically knew how to fucking run them.
Because once they morphed, I mean, they had it all.
Oh, they were ready then.
They got all their, like, they had memories and shit of all the previous.
Because they mighty morphed and Power Rangered themselves. But all right, it just took so they drug
it
that
did.
Fucking
I will agree
movie
with you.
Out so long.
I wish,
and they went so fucking Suicide
but
Squad.
They went with a backstory.
They went
plot.
So fucking Suicide Squad with the fucking villain. I think they made her feel like the witch from Suicide Squad to me. That's
Rita Repulsa. But see, I liked Elizabeth Banks as Rita Repulsa. They could have.
I did like her as Rita Repulsa. I did, but. And she was interested in the movie. She was a lot more scary. She wasn't so fucking lame as she was in the show and just, you know, funny, trying to be, you know what I mean? You'd laugh at corny-ass fucking shit she said. I mean, that was the best fucking role of her. I agree with that. But it gave me a feel of the Suicide Squad villain.
I could see that.
And it just felt so much more sorcery than I don't know,
but I like the backstory that they didn't say that they created. They didn't get this from the show. She was the original Green Ranger, or the previous Green Ranger.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
And she went to the dark side, basically.
Yeah, and how does that gold work? How does she get strong from gold? What's up with that?
She don't get strong from gold. The gold, what she was getting.
She come up like a weak little fucking old witch lady, and then she started getting the gold. She took that girl's necklace, and her skin revitalized. You didn't see that?
Yeah, because she uses gold. But the thing is, she needed all that gold to make Goldar.
I realize that, but she also needed it for her health to make her stronger. Because she started taking it up on her little thing, her staff.
You're right. I do remember that.
But first, she eats the fucking gold. She eats that woman's necklace.
Yeah, she does.
And it revitalizes her skin.
Now, that wasn't cool.
It's kind of cool, but I was just asking, what the fuck's up with that? Why? I mean, that was
because
just
she was frozen, remember?
Why?
She was a frozen dead body that they found, and when they found her, she come to life.
I don't know. They just didn't explain to me why gold is so fucking. What makes gold so fucking profound? What I mean, she must be an alien that fucking feeds on gold, gets their energy from gold.
Let's go with that.
Okay, I just need to know a backstory on that villain. Because if you watch the original Power Rangers, you get a little backstory on the villain. She starts out on this other planet shit.
She gets unsealed in that manhole on that fucking moon or some shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
See, we got a little backstory on her. We didn't really get a whole lot of backstory, but they changed the backstory on her. Now she is the Green Ranger.
I like that twist.
Okay, why can't you throw a bunch of fucking gold on Bryan Cranston then, since he was the Red Ranger? They were the same species, right? Am I right?
No.
So
because she's more humanoid than he was. He was more like little green men kind of, little gray men kind of thing.
True. So, I didn't think about that, yeah. But maybe different on their planet. I mean, maybe, you know, they have fucking Cyclops-type people on their planet. And yeah. You know, because we used to have Neanderthals, and they weren't what we were. But, you know, we fucked them enough. They died out. Neanderthals died out. Human race survived.
And we evolved.
The human race survived. The Neanderthals died out. There used to be a human beings and Neanderthals at the same time. But these ones died out, and these ones evolved and stayed on.
Right.
What I'm saying is, but some of these ones... Fuck these ones. That's why you got some of these motherfuckers that look like they do. Am I right?
You're right.
Do you think we got some Neanderthal blood?
Who, us?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Nah.
We come from fucking Norway and shit.
Irish.
Yeah, well, just on our mother side.
Mainly, most of the reasons you hated this movie is the reasons I liked it, along with nostalgia, but, you know...
You loved that it took them an hour to find out?
That was the one thing I was going to
agree
with.
That was the one thing
on.
I hated. I didn't say I hated anything else. I just asked questions.
I'm like you. I wish they'd got to the suits a little quicker, but I like the backstory. This whole movie was a retelling of the backstory with a little bit of a twist. I liked it.
I think it was a lot of fucking high school banter that just... And then it had a Project Almanac feel to it.
They were high schoolers.
Didn't have a Project Almanac feel to it. It's like, or Chronicles, that movie Chronicles. Remember that one?
But can you see the biggest difference? What we grew up watching, the show, was so 90s.
Yeah,
it wasn't
funny.
Oh, yeah. This is 2010s.
Yeah, and the girls were hotter, too, I think.
Oh, yeah, well... Yeah.
Well, girls are hotter now though,
yeah,
than they used to be.
Yeah.
There was only one hot girl back in the day. It was Marilyn Monroe. And then you look at her compared to these girls now, and you're like, damn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was only one hot chick back in the day. Everybody fought over that bitch, and it was like, and who got her? JFK and fucking Elvis Presley.
They all got her.
They all did get her, didn't they? I mean, they're up in heaven fucking right now.
And then she got herself with some fucking...
You think
Elvis.
Hitler got some in heaven? Or he ain't in heaven. He's in heaven.
Marilyn Monroe ain't in heaven either.
Oh, you think Hitler's fucking that thing?
Hey, she's probably fucking his ass with a pineapple.
No, you seen that on South Park. But no, do you think some dirty motherfuckers done fuck Marilyn Monroe in heaven?
Why do I think I seen that on Little Nicky?
It was on Little Nicky, but it was... they talked about it in Little Nicky, but they did it, didn't they, in fucking South Park?
I think
They showed like pineapple. They might have been a parody. Yeah, they did it in both of them. They shoved it up Hitler's ass. Yes, they did
in
on both.
Little Nicky.
Oh, maybe I don't know. Maybe they did it in both. I think they did it. Or the devil was fucking Hitler.
In South Park, they did it on Saddam Hussein's ass.
That's right. And the devil was fucking him.
In the movie.
That's right.
But in Little
Nicky, Saddam Hussein
it was
alive
Hitler.
At the time.
Yeah, Little Nicky did Hitler.
That's right. You're right. You are right. Or maybe they did Charlie Chaplin. They never said Hitler. Charlie Chaplin's a funny fucker. Have you watched some of that fucking shit he's done?
I've seen some of the shit he's done.
I seen him on TV the other day. It was like a silent film. They wasn't saying shit. I was just laughing like a motherfucker.
Something else I wanted to bring up about this movie.
What?
I like the fact that none of the Rangers... are really well known. They didn't get well known people. They got a lot of young youth that has been in a couple of things here and there, but they're not big stars. But then they turn around and got big stars for the backing cast, like They got Brian Cranston as Zordon. They got Elizabeth Banks as Rita Repulsa. And they got Bill Hader as Alpha.
What else has Elizabeth Banks done?
The Hunger Games, Dodgeball. Rita Repulsa.
In The Hunger Games.
She was the lady who was the one of the narrators to the games, like with the news.
The white haired lady?
Yeah.
She was the white haired lady?
Yeah, the big white hair.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's pretty hot. I like her.
She was in there was other shit she was in too.
Oh, I'm sure. I just can't.
She was in Dodgeball again as one of the narrators who was like, these average Joes and these Cobras are going at it.
Yep. I think, no, maybe not. Was that her?
And I get her confused with Amy Smart, who was in Butterfly Effect.
Okay.
I get those two confused.
You talking about the same one that was in American Pie?
That's Shannon Elizabeth.
She was the one in Butterfly Effect.
It was Amy Smart.
Yeah, is that the same girl?
No, Shannon Elizabeth is in Pineapple. American Pie.
American Pie 1, I'm talking about.
You talking about the exchange student who takes your clothes off?
No, I'm talking about the...
Oh, you're talking about Tara Reid.
Tara Reid.
No, that's Sharknado. No.
Yeah, that's Sharknado. That's not the same chick.
No, hell no.
What movie was I just saying? I just forgot.
Elizabeth Banks or Amy Smart. We were talking about Amy Smart and fucking...
We are so off topic, but yeah. We have gotten fucked.
Butterfly Effect.
Butterfly Effect. I was sure that was the same chick, man. Damn. All right. Well, Power Rangers, it was not a horrible movie. And that was great visual effects.
I'm sorry. I was tempting you.
No, that's cool, dude. I'm just good.
I like this movie. And like I said, I like the fact that they did get big names in it, but they didn't get the Rangers as big names. So they're building them up. This tells me that they're planning on doing a Power Rangers 2. And I'm looking forward to that, and I hope it... I like this movie. This ain't the best movie in the world, but this is a good movie, man. It's a good movie. But that's cool. Let's move on to a little bit of rating and review before we get into anything else. Was there any more that you want to talk about nostalgia-wise or anything? That's my biggest thing. Nostalgia is what got me approving this movie.
It did bring me back, and it... Because I really... I mean, I was 10. I was 7 when the show came out. Yeah, I mean, but I watched it all the way up until I was probably about 13.
Which means I was 10 when the show came out.
I probably watched it for a good 5 or 6 years. So up until 12 or 13, I was watching this shit.
It was 11.
You hear me? I was probably 12 or 13 when I quit watching it, probably. And, so, yeah, I just forgot a lot about it, you know what I mean? I had to make sure what the damn people were again to make sure they were the right colors and the right people, the right race of people. But even what's his name, Bill Hader, he said, he says, I like seeing all these colors and different people, colored people. What does he say?
Something like that. It's, yeah, he makes a joke about
that
it.
That was funny. That was pretty cool.
You know, I like the fact, see, with Bill Hader, I didn't know that was Bill Hader. I didn't know he was in this movie. And I was just like, and I didn't know Bryan Cranston was in this movie.
Did I kind of sound like him when I said that?
No.
I didn't.
Nah. All right, well, let's move on to a little rating and review.
I thought I did.
Oh, we were doing rating and review. What's your...
That was my review.
That was your review.
I was giving my review.
Sweet. What's your rating?
But I might not have been through my review, but...
Oh, well, finish your review. I'm sorry. I cut you off. Go ahead.
I did enjoy it when it got to the... down to the nitty-gritty. It was a little fun watching, but I'm going to tell you one more thing that I hated about it. And it was when they turned into the... But I will say one thing I did like about it. When they shot him down, they fell down into the pit of fucking lava or fucking the core of the center of the earth or whatever they fucking fell into that was molten hot.
I thought it would be the bottom of the earth because you're a flat earther, right?
Right, I'm a flat earther.
Well, not the center of the earth.
No, not the center
you
of
just
the,
said center of
but
the earth.
But it's hot at the bottom. It's okay. Hot at the bottom of our flat earth. We got hot at the bottom. That's where volcanoes come from, bitches. All right, they fell into a volcano is what happened. You never know how far volcanoes go down. But anyway, you never know where
they're
at. It's
the Earth's asshole.
There might be volcanoes up under us. We don't know how far it is. Right? They might emerge one day. Who knows? The world changes there all the time. Flat Earth always changes. Man, you better look back in your history books. I've never seen a round Earth in a history book. I see words. And they talk about a flat. You know what a book is? It's flat. Well, they flat. Them words is flat on that page. All right. We're back to the smokeshelter.com with Flat Earthers. And
we're not Flat Earthers. I'm not a Flat Earther.
My review is I did like it. But like I was saying, when they turned into the fucking, what's the name of the Megazord. Megazord. When they turned into Megazord and with its Megazord. When they turned into him,
Megazord.
They did it the best way, because if they would have just fucking started hooking up out there in the open,
it'd have been like Voltron.
If they wouldn't have done it, if they didn't make it sound and look kind of like fucking Transformers, it wouldn't have been cool. But, and then it would have been kind of taken from Transformers if they did. So they did it out of the ashes, and then it was fucking born. That bitch was born.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I like that.
That was the best way to bring him out. And then, now I'm wondering, when I seen that immediately, I said, how are they going to do part two?
Well, can I say something?
How are they going to bring him out in part two?
How would they have done that in the original show? They'd started playing the song, Go, Go, Power Rangers.
Well, this is how I imagine
And each arm would... This is how legs would lock in. And they'd use the same footage on every episode.
Let me tell you how they would.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you how I imagine it. But immediately when I seen how he turned into Megazord, I thought to myself, how the fuck are they going to do it in part two? Because if they do it out in the open where you can see it, they got to make it kind of Transformer-ish. They got to have these motherfuckers flying and jumping into this fucking thing. You know what I mean? Jumping into position all at once. Not hook my fucking one leg up, hook my other one leg up. I think that's how they did it in the old one, that, right? And it was like,
each one had a separate screen. Arm, leg, chest plate, head folds.
Lame as fuck.
And it was the same scene in every episode.
This is what I want to see. I want to see all of them going together, running together towards the fucking enemy, and they all jump into a fucking ball, and when they do, they turn into that Megazord, and he does a roll,
and jump,
kick flip in the chin, sweet chin music, knocks them down, fucks them all up, right? I thought about all this at the fucking end of this movie. That's all I was thinking about. How the fuck are they going to do this next time? It's got to be badass. So, at the end, it kind of brought me back a little bit, but I just hated that it took me to. They could have made the movie hour and a half, did the whole beginning of the shit in 30 minutes, badass fighting and morphing all through 30 minutes of the middle, and then fucking Megazord for the last 30 minutes. That's what I wanted to see. Right. That's what you wanted to see.
So you wanted no backstory, you just wanted action.
30 minutes of backstory, them fucking hooking up, turning into goddamn Power Rangers. 30 minutes of them fucking morphing and fighting in their fucking machines and all that. And then fucking 30 minutes, at least good 20 minutes of Megazord fucking up Goldar. All through town, fucking up the Golden Gate Bridge. Goldar getting bigger from the Golden Gate Bridge, even though it's not gold. But it'd be funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just fucking touching the fucking Statue of Liberty and fucking taking that gold of that metal. Maybe everything fucking comes metal, but the gold stays on. He's gold plated, man.
Yeah.
But everything metal just attracts to him. He's getting bigger and bigger. Goldart, I mean, Megazord's just fucking chopping his legs
down. What about
down,
when they bring...
Chopping his legs down at the fucking bottom. Just chop, chop.
What about when they bring in Zed? Lord Zed.
That's what I want to see, man. That's what I hope to see.
Lord Zed.
Whew, I said all that shit. But what?
What about when they bring in Lord Zed?
Maybe this will make it good. I can't remember Lord Zed.
Now that you say that, we had a brain with a big Z.
Yes. He reminded me of fucking the dude off of Ninja Turtles, Krang.
All right. Well, what was your rating? You still ain't gave me a rating.
We'll give it a 7, man. I want to really give it a little bit lower, but I'm gonna give it a 7. Because this nostalgic brought me up to 7, to be honest. But the how long it took to bring me happiness in the movie made it go down. So that's all I'm saying. They fucked the story up for me. I mean, gotcha. The story wasn't a horrible story. It just took too long to tell it. Tell it a little quicker.
I agree with you on that. But other than that, I say I really enjoyed this movie. Man, it brought back a lot of nostalgia. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I like the changes they made. The changes they made with making Zordon a Red Ranger and Rita a Green Ranger, I like that twist. I mean, I like the way the character development was. See, they let you see each character grow from the point of right before getting the coins through becoming the Power Ranger. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, no, you didn't get to see 5 years of TV series in this one movie. But it was a good intro movie into what possibly could be a good franchise if done right. With that being said, I'm going to give this movie a 7.
Oh.
And I'm going to give this movie a 7 because I really want to give it higher. I really want to go 7.5, 7.8. But it just took too damn long to get to them in the suits and being the Power Rangers.
They did.
So that brought it down. But here's the thing. Both of us gave this movie a 7, which is a good score.
Yeah, that's a good score.
Okay. But you look down upon it where I look up upon it, right. Even though we're in the same exact level.
Nostalgia brought me to 7.
It taking too long brought me down to 7.
I got you. That's cool.
Hey, with that being said, let's see what
IMDb gives it.
IMDb gave it.
We're usually a little higher.
6.3.
We're usually a little higher. Just
I did like the dinosaurs.
Just because we love the movie.
I like the Zords. I like
the dinosaurs, yeah. I did too.
All right, so before we get into budget versus box office, I was going to just read a
but
couple
of But don't you want to hear? Like you hear in fucking Transformers. That shit's badass.
Hey, you know what I'm glad I didn't see? What? A whole bunch of them flailing back with spandex suits and sparks coming up. Why? Why the sparks on spandex suits in the original? At least if they did sparks now, it would make sense because it's metal on metal.
Right.
But they'd have spandex, and they go.
But and I will tell you, I love their fucking suits. How they fucking come on now? That was cool as fuck. And the suits were part of their body,
and it grew out of them.
Yeah, it was like their actual skin. That was cool.
And I love that they didn't have to go, it's morphin' time, and throw their fist up with their hand over their fist. That was kind of corny, and But check this
maybe
out.
Maybe if they would have did that in the beginning, they would have. Oh, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
One more quick thing while you got that pulled up because I forget it. I did like whenever she said, make my Goldar grow because.
She used to throw her staff.
And she would say, make my monster grow. Every time she'd say, make my monster grow. But that time she said, make my Goldar grow. And that brought back some nostalgia. So
I noticed that, but I wouldn't have thought to say that. Yes. I'm glad you did. The Angel Grove logo at the high school is the exact same one that was used in the original 93 TV show.
That's cool. I do remember seeing that and remembering it. But who would have knew that it wasn't a remake?
Bryan Cranston was in the original TV series.
You know what? I kind of remember. He was the voice of the fucking robot, dude.
He was the voice of two monsters, Twin Man and Snizzard.
Maybe I thought it was just. I don't know. That's cool, though. Maybe that's what got him Malcolm in the Middle. Bryan Cranston started out in fucking commercials. Did you know that?
Did we?
Commercials.
I think I do remember reading or hearing that. Did we even mention the cameos in this movie?
Oh, you didn't. And I didn't notice them when I watched the movie, but you showed me while you was watching the movie the cameos.
At the beach, right. Yeah. And it was Kimberly and Tommy.
Yep. I seen it. And Tommy went on to be a mixed martial artist.
He is MMA, yeah.
He probably ain't now, but he did go on to be a professional mixed martial artist, which I got a friend that's a professional mixed martial artist.
Hey, look up, check this out. Look up.
Actually, I got two friends that are professional mixed martial artists.
Follow on Facebook, Bat in the Sun.
Uh-huh.
Bat in the Sun.
Yep.
They do a lot of superheroes and villains versus other superheroes and villains.
Mm-hmm.
They did a cool one of Wolverine versus the Predator.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's shitty actors. It's not actors like
box office. I've seen Wolverine and
but
Spider-Man.
Tommy will be in it from time to time as the Green or the White Ranger.
I've seen him.
I love that shit.
I've seen the Power Rangers fight somebody. Yeah, I've seen that.
I think he fought Wolverine. Green Ranger or the White Ranger.
But I watched not too long ago Wolverine and Spider-Man fight. That was pretty funny.
He had that fucking flute dagger. Remember?
No, I don't remember. Tommy, yeah.
Yeah, that's how he'd get his dragon to show up. His was a dragon.
That's right.
And he'd blow that little whistle.
It was a white dragon.
No, it was a green dragon.
But it turned into a white dragon.
It turned into a white tiger. When he became the White Ranger, he was the white tiger.
Right. Okay. I don't like that because one of them was a saber tooth, right?
The yellow one was a saber tooth.
You already got a tiger. Leave the tigers alone.
Fuss at the goddamn.
I think they need to go back with the dragon.
What about when they went to the ninja world and one became a frog?
Should they?
You don't remember that in the 95 movie? They got there and they became
ninja. That was a 95 movie?
The movie in 1995.
They became a frog?
They became ninja rangers and one became a frog, one became. I think the pink one become a pelican or something.
I remember that.
And what else was it? God damn it. I can't remember now. But they all changed into different animals. And the Black Ranger was a bear.
One was a bear. Yeah. The Black Ranger was a bear. Was it Black Ranger?
No, the Blue Ranger. Because it was the Black Ranger. Yeah. The Black Ranger was like, remember. I'm a frog.
One of them was a wolf.
The frog. Well, the Blue Ranger was a wolf.
Tommy, I thought, was a wolf.
No, the Blue Ranger was a wolf.
Okay, what was Tommy? I think the dragon needs to come back, though. If they do it again, the dragon needs to come back, right?
Green Ranger needs... In the sequel, it needs to be the Green Ranger.
You think it needs to be a Green Ranger? The third one, he'll be the White Ranger.
It needs
Ranger,
to be
right?
Tommy Oliver.
In the third one, he'll be the White Ranger. Oh, cool. That's cool. That's cool. All
right, so we both gave this a seven.
That's cool, though. I like that. The second one's gonna have.
I'll tell you what I.
You know what?
Like.
You're making me like this movie more.
I'll tell you what. I tell you what I don't like about this movie.
What?
This pissed me off.
What?
No, Bulk and Scully.
I just want to go on record right now. I remember the two fucking. Yeah, they were the fucking bullies. They were like the Boy Meets World bullies. Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. They wasn't in the movie. That pisses me off. You needed a Bulk and Scully.
Okay, yeah, we did.
But anyway.
But I wanted to say, and it's totally off topic too, but I do like that you brought that up because I would have never brought that up.
I want to change my shit to 6.8. No, I'm playing it. I'm still saying it's 7.
You just made me forget what I was going to say. Oh, no, I want to go on record right now saying that War of the Planet of the Apes is going to be the fucking best Planet of the Apes movie ever.
Oh, yeah.
Ever made.
All right, let's watch it.
Ever made. You got Woody Harrelson. You can't go wrong with Woody.
You know, this has been the first Power Ranger movie that hit theaters in 20 years.
That's cool.
All right, let's do a little budget versus box office.
Let's box office budget this bitch.
2017 Power Rangers.
Ooh, they spent some money. They spend some money. I'm gonna say that Rennie. They spent a good $60 million.
They spent $100 million.
All right.
And in the box office, they made
$220 million.
Ooh, a little high on that one. They made $140 million.
Oh, okay.
But they still profited $40 million.
They'll make a part two just from their profits.
I would think so. In the United States and Canada, Power Rangers opened alongside of Life, Chips, and Wilson and was projected to gross $30 to $35 million from 3,600 theaters its opening weekend.
Okay.
What did it actually make?
Made $20 million for opening weekend.
Yeah,
$20 million.
It made $40 million.
Whoa!
Opening weekend.
Whoa!
Huh? All right. Do you like the fact that I tell you what it was projected to make? Does that help you?
I mean, either or. You don't got to.
What did you say?
40?
No.
What did I say? I don't know.
20 million?
I said 20.
It was projected to make you went low ball. Okay. Well, it made 40.3 to be exact.
Maybe if finished, if you do that, I should say 10 million off or something like that.
Finishing second at the box office behind Beauty and the Beast at 90.4 million. Okay, so bonus question.
So you told me how much it what now?
No, I was just telling you that it went it was second in the box office at that time behind Beauty and the Beast, which made 90 million.
Oh, okay, I got
you. Okay, so bonus question.
I thought you told me it made a billion the first. No.
How much did this film make on its first day in the theater?
Ooh, I'm going to say 10 million.
15
million. Wow.
Okay.
That was a bunch of 30-year-olds.
How much did this, bonus question, how much did this movie make on its Thursday night preview? Okay, 3.6 million.
Alright.
I think you second guessed yourself because you were going low ball at the beginning of this movie and then towards the end you go high ball. Right. But okay, not too bad. Alright, well let's do a little bit of the social net worth. It's my movie, so you pick first.
Oh well, Bryan Cranston.
Okay, Bryan Cranston. I'm going to go 50 million.
I believe you're pretty close. I'm going to go 30 million. It's the only thing big he's done. Well, he's done Malcolm in the Middle, but I probably didn't pay much for that. He got paid a lot for fucking.
Directing of films and TV sitcoms.
I didn't even know he was a writer.
My boy, Bryan Cranston, $30 million. Hey, it ain't nothing to shake a leg.
Hit the nail on the head on that one.
Yeah, you did. And I was 20 off. All right. So
that's crazy how they can say that.
Let's go.
He's probably got like 28 million or something. They just rounded it up.
Yeah, it's rounded, Esther. All right. Let's go, Elizabeth Banks.
And that's the villain, Rita, whatever her name is.
Yep.
Reba McEntire. I'm going to say probably not a hell of a lot. I'm going to go on the lower side probably and say she's got 20 million. Because she's played in a bunch of movies probably, but I just don't know her that much.
Okay, well, I'm going to say 25 million.
She's played in more movies than Bryan Cranston, but she ain't played no hit fucking series like
Elizabeth Banks' net worth.
According to Celebrity Net Worth, Elizabeth Banks' net worth. Elizabeth Banks is an American actress and director who has a net worth of $18 million.
What? What? So why didn't they round that up?
I can't beat you.
Why didn't they round that up?
I don't know.
I'm good with numbers, man. You can't fuck with
well,
me
let's
with
do,
numbers.
All right, let's do Bill Hader.
You can't fuck with numbers, Bill Hader. Buddy. Bill Hader did Saturday Night Live, right?
He did.
For a bunch of years, I want to say. And he's funny as fuck.
He really is.
Pineapple Express. Fucking.
I love him at the beginning of Pineapple Express, man.
Super Bad. He was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
He's playing a shit ton of fucking Seth Rogen movies, I'll tell you that.
You cocked his block, man.
Yeah. I'm gonna
block this cock.
I don't think he's got Seth Rogen money.
No, he ain't got Seth.
And I remember doing Seth Rogen, and I want to say that was around.
Do you remember that, really? You remember doing Seth Rogen?
Me and you did Seth Rogen
we,
together.
We triple teamed that motherfucker.
I remember doing Net Worth on
oh, excuse me, double teamed.
I remember doing Net Worth on Seth Rogen and Jonah.
I counted Seth Rogen.
I think we did Jonah Hill, too. I can't
probably
remember.
Probably.
But I remember, I think Seth's was around 30 million. So I'm going to say Bill Hader is around 15 million.
All right, well, I'm going to go.
He don't got no more Michael Cera. Michael Cera had like fucking 13 or 17.
I'm going to go 14.
15.
I'm going to go 14.
Okay.
Bill Hader net worth.
He don't got Michael Cera money.
According to Celebrity Net Worth, Bill Hader net worth. Bill Hader is an American actor, writer, and comedian who has a net worth of $8 million.
$8 million?
Damn.
You got it.
I finally got one.
Okay, hey, let's do Nick Kroll.
Okay, Nick Kroll. You already know it, though.
I don't know it exactly, okay. But I know his fucking family is blended. All
right, well, you go first.
Say Nick Kroll's got $1 billion.
Really?
Yeah.
$1 billion.
$1 billion. I don't know, but all I right. know his family's
well,
loaded.
Well, I'm going $999,000,99.
Do you remember who Nick Kroll is?
Yep.
Come at me, bros.
What's his name again?
Sucking out of your juice box.
What's his name? Nick Kroll?
Nick Kroll. You had to watch the Kroll show.
Nick Kroll net worth.
According to Celebrity Net Worth, Nick Kroll net worth. Nick Kroll is an American comedian and television actor who has a net worth of $5 million.
All right, but listen.
I won. I won again. Hell
ask,
yeah.
Okay, but ask you how much Nick Kroll's family is worth.
Oh, my God.
Just say it.
How much is Nick Kroll's family worth?
According to Celebrity Net Worth, today Jules is personally worth an estimated $1.5 billion.
Oh, that's going to be his one day, so I win.
No, Jules is a younger guy. That's probably his brother.
So what's Nick Kroll's dad worth?
Oh, my fucking God.
It might be his younger brother.
What's Nick Kroll's dad worth? Nick Kroll's dad is a badass billionaire.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I bet he invests in movies and all kind of shit. But he's doing pretty good for
himself. Yeah, that, no, you're right. That was his dad. It just showed another picture of him.
Okay.
But his dad's worth $1.9 billion.
Badass.
Well, then,
but he owns like some fucking...
I win. If we'd have said what Nick Kroll's dad's worth, you'd have won. But
right. But he's going to inherit it one day.
One word to describe Power Rangers, Big Lance.
Might say nostalgia. Yeah, because I can't. Or, yeah, nostalgia. Because I can't think of nothing.
Damn,
else.
You took my word because I was going to say nostalgia too. But you know what? I'm going to say entertaining, man. It was entertaining. I really were hoping you were going to go Power, and I was going to go Rangers. But, yeah, entertaining. It was very entertaining. Man, guys, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Let's try that again. Guys, we hope... Let's try it one more time. Guys, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Check us out at smokeshelter.com.
Twitter's on Twitter.
Twitter's on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. We're all over the place. Give us a rating review on iTunes. We're on Pocket Cast, Podomatic. We're all over the place, man. Patreon.
That's
we got
right.
some cool shit behind the smoke shit on Patreon.
Give me your email address. I'll fucking share screen with you, and we can watch what I do on my phone.
We might do some shit like that.
Yeah.
We're working on some audio commentary that we're going to be doing here shortly in the future, and it's going to be cool.
We're probably going to do our next episode that way, but y'all won't hear for a little while because we are booked. But what the...
Any last words, Big Lance?
Make my Goldar grow. Make my
monster grow. Love it. All right. Later, guys.
Later.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You, no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.